This is HPR episode 2380 entitled Raspbian X86 on P4 Tower, and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humacker, Tony H1212, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a show on installing Pixel on a Pentium 4 Tower PC.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hughes again in Blackpool in the UK, and I recorded a show a few weeks ago about running Raspbian Pixel on x86 on a Lenovo X61S. And as I said in that show, I was interested to see how it performed on what I now class as quite old hardware in the form of a Pentium 4 Tower. So we have a spare tower at the Makerspace, which gets used to test low-resource operating systems to see if they live up to their name. So on Saturday, yesterday as I write this, but a few weeks ago by the time this show goes out, I put the X86 Raspbian image on the tower to see how it performed. Specifications are Pentium 4, 2.8GB CPU, 2GB of DDR RAM, and a 40GB spinning hard drive, which in its day was a very useful bit of kit, but as technology's moved on, most people wouldn't consider it as a usable working PC today. First problem I encountered was the DVD drive was duff, and I didn't have the image on the flash drive, but luckily I did have my trusty little USB DVD in the bag. So I hooked that up and booted into the boot menu and set the disk off loading the OS. I'll not go into this again because I ran through the install process last time. For anyone who's not heard it, that was HPR episode 2362. But the install went well and I was left with a new install of Pixel on the tower. So I went through the new install process that I did last time and was left with an up-to-date and password secure PC. So my next thing was to reboot to see what the resource use would be at first boot. And when I rebooted and checked the system manager, I was amazed to see that it was a constant 66 megabit of RAM and about 1% CPU usage. When I turned on Chrome, this pushes the RAM usage to over 100 megabytes, but it was smooth, easily cope with navigating to resource-hungry sites such as YouTube and the BBC, so I considered it passed the first test. I next opened a Word document in LibreOffice. Initially this took about 10 seconds to load, but once open it was perfectly usable. No obvious lag, so it should provide a GovOffice capable PC. So, you can use the web, you can write documents, it has an email client, or you can use webmail, and it's not painfully slow. I think this PC would make a very usable homework first computer for a child with Pixel installed, or a computer for an older member of the family that just needs to keep in touch with family and friends without breaking the bank. In fact, you could probably pick up a working tower off the likes of Freegal or FreeCycle for nothing. And you may even get a small 17 or 19 inch TFT monitor from the same place. Yes, it's not as energy efficient as the latest bit of kit, but as I said the last time, the cost of a new PC or laptop can buy a lot of additional electricity in the time that you may run it before it finally expires. Okay, so that's my review of Pixel x86 on a Pentium 4 Tower. Bye bye for now, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.